Wisconsin Air National Guard Sergeant 23-year-old Sienna Swires says the Veterans Administration owes her more than $4,000 in benefits she needs to pay tuition and cover her rent.
Without that money, it's really hard to stay in school because, you know, I thought this money was going to be available and you plan on money being there and then it's not there and then you're like, oh man.
She's majoring in political science and has earned money through another government program that pays veterans to be legislative aides, but she says that just got cut in the last budget, so now she's working there for free. The VA estimates 175,000 Guard and reservists are eligible for $413 a month under a program designed to help soldiers who were activated after the 9/11 attacks. More than 100 student vets on the UW-Madison campus are waiting for the money supposedly allocated when President Bush signed the Ronald Reagan National Defense Authorization Act last October. Joshua Riff, president of Vets for Vets at UW-Madison, says the money is especially important to students who had to interrupt their schooling when they got activated.
And they need that money to get back on track, you know, and to, you know, because many of them might have to find another job to reestablish themselves, and the money that was promised to them isn't there.
The Department of Defense says what's holding up the funds is the creation of a database of all the Guard and reservists eligible for the money. Officials say all the names could be loaded into a computer within the next month, then the checks will start flowing, but the veterans waiting for the money say that's what they've been told for the last 3 months. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.